Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare ass moon.
Read the damn commercial, grandma.
Well, that's all you had to say. You ain't gotta be pushing them like that there. I know that y'all want to shop Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon, cause it's the best way to support this show. So the next time you gonna buy something, you listen to Grandma Clump and you buy it through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. You heard what I said? And I'm not reading this message at gunpoint. Y'all got help on me. Help me. Damn it.
Shop Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who provides fashion advice for disaster tours. Hey, take two. All right, everybody, we're back. I mean, hello.
Back for the first time.
Jesus
Christ. Going to break.
Oh, thank you. Good night, everybody. Welcome to the show, everybody. Of course, just a little bit of technique in the morning there, or technique at the top of the show, but we're back and we're fine. Everything's good. Everything's good. Everything's good. Good, 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 good. Lip, how are you, bud?
I'm okay.
You know what, Lip? I want to just commend you in your ability to stay so calm, cool, and collective during disasters. It's like you see things falling apart here in Studio G, and you just stay in your limousine and wave at the poor people as you drive by. I mean, that's just your MO, and I can't commend you any better. Thank you, Lip. I appreciate that comeback. Mata Martha sees us, and Mata Martha is chiming in off the Twitter. Martha Moo, what it do? Off the Twitter.
Hey, girl.
And, of course, the queen herself, Lady K, has entered into the proverbial studios of the J, of the studios achieved. There she is, Lady K. She's just so beautiful and wonderful. And there she is, and all regaling in all of her glory. She's just as beautiful as she was. Look at her now. Oh, she just turned around, and it seems like she's got her dress stuck up her stockings.
Oh.
There it is. Oh, there it is. All her Lady K butt glory. The good thing, I'm glad she had her.
Like an order.
It looks like I'm glad she had her shaving appointment. She kept her shaving appointment yesterday because there are parts of the Lady K that are fuzzy. There she is. There she's just so beautiful and all.
Order-like.
Isn't she beautiful, DJ? Look at her.
Oh, yeah. She's lovely.
She's wearing a purple dress today with a little bit of snow. Yeah. Aren't you going to do your traditional Lady K intro?
I'm sorry.
Yes. There you go, lady. Nobody heard that.
Can we get more?
Can we get a little bit more of that? That was impressive. There it is. There. Oh, that's the traditional way that you do it. It's traditional. Oh, it's not synced up, ladies and gentlemen, but the bit's still funny. Maybe these buttons should have been over there. Oh, we got to the end of the track.
Bully. Bully. Huzzah.
There she is.
I've never heard that whole track before, ever.
I don't think we've ever gotten
it. I think the last time I heard it was when they were, like, introducing the queen, but didn't she get shot?
That's true.
Ooh.
I'm just playing. She didn't get shot.
He won't adjust the level.
Like, freaking levels, Lip.
He won't do it.
Either that or my headphones are down.
No, I'm not doing it again because I know that I just saw.
Shoot you in the chest. I wetcha.
I just saw your freaking left
finger. That's still slow.
Well, actually, believe it or not, that's a special cocking and shoot just for the Lady K intro.
Oh, okay.
So it's supposed to be, there she is, and then you do your thing. See, that's how it was supposed to be. But nobody effing heard that.
Well, because the audio that's playing is supposed to be in the background, not.
Not when
face.
It works with
whoa,
the bit.
Whoa, Lip. I'm not gonna let you come on this show.
Whoa, Lip.
And disrespect the big guy here. Okay? You're not going to do that today.
You're such an ass. All right, Liv. You are an ass.
You are not going to do
no.
What are you talking about?
You have, since the
he's
moment,
kissing your ass.
Since the moment you stepped in this studio, when you got here early, and you and Philippius went into that forbidden conference room that none of us are supposed to be in because we're freaking yodels that talk into the internet. That conference room because you guys wanted to see some preseason football. And then you got here first. Yep. I was chilling out because I had to get Afterburn posted up for Lady okay. K because Lady K gets everything she wants because she's Lady K. So I was here early. You got here early. And then we were having a good time. I even treated you to Starbucks. I went to that Starbucks up the street that I hate to go
yeah,
to.
Oh, yeah, it was like 2 minutes ago.
Because it's like DeVadio up there, and I was afraid I was going to get shot. DeVadio with Tile.
I thought that shooting was Sony special, not it for the whole
but
show.
But I'm still, I just the only one I can get to. I can't get to the other one. And me and DT were having a fine time. We were chilling, chillaxing. I was working on notes. He was up in that conference room that we were told to stay out of 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then soon as you got here, Philippius, he turned into a royal ass.
I don't know what you're talking about. I did nothing but stand here and defend your fat ass.
See?
Against lip talking stuff.
Every time I said something to you, made some little passing comment about you guys not supposed to be in that room.
Your face not supposed to be in that room.
That's exactly what he did.
Oh, your ass.
And you joined in. What is it about football that is not a high five moment? What is it about football that makes you to attack the sensitive chubby love toy here?
Because you don't like football.
You don't even know what football is about.
I don't know what football is, but that's no reason for you to pick
you're
on
not
me.
A man.
You guys are I am not. What?
You cook.
And clean.
You get geeked over lilac rubber gloves.
I do not. I shared that with you in secret that I was excited. And now I have one. Now I have dish gloves that look like the Hulk. They're green.
Oh, my God.
What?
And you're the type of guy who posts multiple videos /IG posts about frittatas.
What is, because I nailed the frittata technique. I didn't change much about the recipe, but I nailed the frittata technique. And for all of you new fatnatics out there, the gym models of the world, I am the Instagram chef. You can follow me on Instagram at Corey Raven.
He can't cook in real life, but he can sure cook for Instagram because you ain't got to taste it.
Bull, yes, dude. Bull, what? Come on.
Actually, no, I'm lying. He is actually a really great chef, and I'm actually jealous that I don't get to eat his cooking
I
all the time.
I throw it down.
I love his cooking.
Even during those 2 months that you stayed in Casa La Blaze, you still never – I give you the first 2 weeks free.
Yeah.
Because the first 2 weeks I was recuperating from surgery. But the moment I was able to start cooking and eating again, I was doing it. And
the moment this morning you started cooking and eating again, I remember we were eating out every night.
That's not true.
Well, I was, but I was sneaking it upstairs.
You were sneaking
and dropping it.
Dropping
on
one curly fry.
Yes, I think we discussed that on an Afterburn show.
I think we did.
I don't think we talked about that here on the free show. So no. You guys got to subscribe to Afterburn.
Oh, yeah.
But this is not what I wanted to start the show off with. But clearly, that's just the way that things go because you two are, it's pick on the fat guy night.
No, it's not. It's pick on the non lover of football night.
It doesn't have, I've never loved football.
And we never loved you.
I love basketball.
And I love you during basketball season.
And off of the Twitter, Mata Martha chimes in. She says, I'd rather have a guy who cooks versus a football fan. So, bitch.
Mata Martha.
Mrs. Mata Martha Moo to you.
Mata Moo.
What it do? Off of Twitter.
I can cook.
No, whoa.
Okay, hold up. You have never. I bake. All right, I make a very mean, I make a very, very delicious chocolate pecan pie with a homemade cinnamon roll crust.
All the way up on
Mother
six,
lover.
Please lip all the way up on six.
No, I'm dead serious. I will cook for you.
I have never seen definitive proof that you can cook.
What?
The only thing that I trust that you can cook are... is the one thing that's my Achilles heels, grits.
I can really throw down on some grits.
Okay,
too.
And here's the thing. I bought myself another can of grits.
Instant grits.
Trying to see if I could break it. I have tried to cook grits five times, and every time it's like I might as well just go to San Diego, open my mouth, and do a barrel roll face first into the beach because my grits is never creamy. I don't know. It's like the cornmeal just decides, you know what? This is Corey Blaze trying to cook me.
Are your grits too thick?
My grits aren't. If they're too thick, they're still like sand. If they're too loose, they're still like sand. I let my grits sit and soak for 2.5 hours in the pot, and they still came out sandy. What? I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Wow. Mm. I honestly don't know what you're doing with your grits. Like,
I am not. It's proof again that I'm not black and I'm not a
quick
man.
Quick question.
Yeah, it's all in your question.
Your grits?
What?
That's how you get them creamy. You got it in the grits.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, that's good enough right there, Lip. Yeah, just go ahead. Anytime you're ready, hit that button.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
So Kurt's going to go ahead and get in there, and he's going to turn on the shower. You're going to see the water come out. After a little bit of time, the shampoo is going to automatically be triggered out of the shower head.
No water pressure.
Use the blue handle.
No, there's no water pressure.
You know, there's a pump on the back. I can pump it up manually.
You got it.
The shampoo then automatically mixes with the water. Then shortly thereafter that, conditioner.
And then you shower in half the time with the shower.
The average American, I don't know if you guys know this, spends about 50 hours a week working. Hands cramping up. Commuting. And if we can save you just 5 minutes every
day.
The whole rod's too dry,
right?
Spin on it.
Hours, that's the
equivalent of a very nice
there it is.
Yeah,
it's
better. Yeah, it's better.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, look, guys, I'm so sorry. There's just a little hole in the back. I'm going to stick my finger in it.
We don't really care how you get it. Just get it done, right?
Whatever it takes. Live TV.
Live TV. So what are you going to do?
Here we go.
Oh, here it comes.
What this is from, okay? Now, I'll go ahead and shut it off there.
It's so cool. I want one.
Yep. You can't have this one. It's the only one. It's a prototype. But we're looking for partners to bring it to market.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you right now. I'm sold. I want to invest.
We got one. All right, Mike.
Now, how would I get in touch with you guys?
You go straight to Niggerdale.
I'm sorry, what?
.com. It's our website. Niggerdale.com.
I'm positive I'm not hearing that right.
It's their names. Nick, Kurt, Dale.
Niggerdale. Y'all gotta change that name.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Ladies and gentlemen, Little Hanson from 1994. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to reveal something about myself right now.
What?
I was a huge Mbop fan when this song first dropped.
Okay.
I was huge into Hanson. And I kind of still am because those are some pretty little girls.
Okay, I'm done with you on that comment.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast in 79 different countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics. All over the world, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That is our executive producer, Philippius, over there.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's that, Doug?
For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on the Facebook live feed. Like and follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you again by Amazon Prime Student. Students are still filing in to campuses all over this country. Take advantage. If you are not even a student yourself and you know a student that's going off to college, you want to get them involved on this Amazon Prime student through the Amazon Prime banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You don't understand how much money they can actually save themselves by shopping Amazon Prime. And here's the other thing. Because I am a fan of college students all over this country, I'm shaving off 50% of the price. Well, actually, I'm not, but Amazon is. But I like to say that I am because it makes me feel better about myself. So sign up your children that are in college. All they need is their school ID, and they plug that information in right at FatGuyRadioShow.com, and away they go. Parents, you have a child that's in college. You want your kid using this. Trust me. because that free shipping is going to come in handy. Versus going, look at the prices of what your kids are going to be paying for those books in the library and see how much they are available on Amazon. Amazon Prime is the best way to do it. And all of you that do Amazon shopping, make sure you do it through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. You can also access it through the Fat Guy Radio Show official app available in the iTunes store. Amazon, so easy, they put a smile on the side of the box. Don't know, can you tell me? Oh, yeah. I really was a big Hanson fan.
So, funny story is, a bunch of people at my numbers job, all Hanson fans. Now, they're all female, but...
Oh, here we go again. Ripping up my man card. Everybody's ripping. Is this the rip up Corey's man card day?
I wasn't going in that direction. I was going to say, like, they actually followed them from their first album to their second album to their new released album that they have. And they went to the Hanson concert. They were so happy. One girl actually cried. Now, just so you know, they're all like 15 years old.
That's not fair. So I'm a 15-year-old girl. Now.
No, I'm just playing. They're all 30.
I hate you all. All right. I got a question for you.
I got an answer for you.
I got a couple of things that I want to address off of social media that people are reaching out to me. It seems like the more that the show grows, the more critical people get online. And that's fine. And here's the thing is that I'm not going to respond to all of the criticisms that come through.
Okay.
But we got a handful of people that were asking us, are asking why we didn't say, we haven't said anything about Houston on our social media, and why we haven't like put up anything supporting our love for Houston. Let me explain to you why that didn't happen. And it is by my request that that didn't happen. Even the network was asking why haven't we put anything up. I think the network put something up, but Fat Guy Radio Show itself didn't put anything up. Here's the reason why. Are you not aware of what's going on in Houston? If you are, and you lean and depend on Fat Guy Radio Show to break news to you, like the Houston storm, something is really wrong in your life. Here's the thing. Fat Guy Radio Show is an escape. We want you to come here and laugh. We want you to come here and take a break from reality. That's why we don't get behind all that. We do. We support it. You know all. You know everything you need to know about Houston and the storms and where to donate and where to give. Come on. Why do we have to get on that? It's a bandwagon. You already know. We want you to come to Fat Guy Radio Show to laugh and giggle, kick up your feet, have a burrito, and laugh at the fact that I'm not a man. That's the reason why you haven't seen anything on social media about go support Houston. You already know how to go support Houston. I'm not going to give you my opinion about Joel Osteen. I'm not going to do it. I don't have an opinion. I want to talk to you about the sign flippers that we see on the corners. That's what Fat Guy Radio Show is.
Yeah.
We're not a political news show. There's plenty of political shows out there. There's plenty of news shows out there. We want you to laugh.
Loud.
We want you to LOL at the fact that DT hates me tonight, and Philippians is bandwagon on the fact that he hates me tonight, and the fact that Verizon screwed me over once again, and they're not saying anything about it, even though over 100,000 Verizon accounts got hacked, and my account happened to be one of them.
Did it really?
Nice. Yes, and they haven't said anything about it in the media at all. Verizon, over 100,000 accounts with Verizon have been hacked, and I got that firsthand.
Wait, hold on. Stop the show.
Stop. Oh, wait. I don't have that.
Oh.
Oh wait. Oh, I was good. I was trying to. I'm not fast on the trigger today.
You're never fast on the trigger.
All right. Do it again.
Whoa. Stop the show. You got hacked?
What? Miami lost. My phone didn't get hacked.
Okay.
So, here's what was going on. I was sitting here in the studio, I want to say Saturday.
All right.
After the taping that we did. And I'm working, and all of a sudden I started getting all these text messages from Verizon. It's like, and I'm like, what? So I look at them, and it says, this is an alert to let you know that your security question and your security PIN has been changed. This is an alert to let you know that your address has been successfully changed. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything in my Verizon account. And it's, of course, it says, you know, if you are not aware of these changes to call Verizon. So immediately I call Verizon. Come to find out that over 100,000 Verizon accounts have been hacked, and they're continuing to be hacked because Verizon hasn't figured out a way to stop them. And what these people are doing is that they're going into the accounts, they're changing everything over except for the financials, ordering new products,
Wow.
Getting them shipped to a new address. And then when your phone goes dead and you finally call in, then you realize that all of your stuff has changed. And then when you do call in, if you ignore the prompts, the initial prompts, because their next step would have been for them to turn off my phones. Once they got the new phones, they would have activated them and the numbers would have changed. So what happens is that I would have lost, my social security number would have still been attached to the account, but all of my phone service would have been dead because it would have started a whole new. So they would have basically taken on my identity with Verizon and started everything new. And I caught them when they first started to hack into the account.
Wow.
And this was not me. This is not me starting. This is not me speculating. This was explained to me by a Verizon fraud lady that I talked to on the phone. Mm. So I caught it early, but other people kind of ignore those messages. You ignore those free text messages from Verizon because half the time they're freaking ads.
Yeah.
And people ignore them. I didn't ignore them. So come to find out that what they were doing is that they went into my account and they were starting to slowly change all of the security parameters over to them. And then they were going to basically create and change everything about my account, get everything new, order up all new phones, all new services, all new accessories. And I'm not just talking about phones. You can get whatever Verizon offered, they could have ordered all under me. And it would have been my name. And then if I didn't react, I wouldn't have known anything until my phone would have been shut off.
Mm. And then when the bill came for you.
Right. And then what happens is what the lady on the phone speculated that would happen is that people that ever got to that point that didn't finally call, they would have had to end up either disputing all of those charges, which would have taken 6 months of investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And then that whole time that they're waiting for that investigation to prove that it wasn't them, they have no phone service.
Wow.
So this is what they're doing. So basically, there's a new hack out there, a new hacker group out there that are hacking into Verizon accounts, creating ghost accounts, and purchasing all new stuff. And then they're probably turning around and selling that brand new equipment on some other market.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I blame Verizon for this hack.
Okay. I blame them too.
And this is why.
What?
They spent all that money on towers and claiming they got the best service, and you pay out the wazoo for their service.
Right.
Why aren't they using any of that for high-tech security?
That's a very good question.
Lord Voldemort couldn't get into Hogwarts, but we can get hackers into freaking Verizon's accounts.
Verizon accounts. And they
I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying. You cannot escape from Alcatraz.
No.
But you can get into the Verizon account?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it must be the same people who hacked HBO.
HBO was hacked?
Oh, you didn't notice?
I didn't notice. I don't have HBO.
They hacked. I have HBO.
I don't have Hubo.
I got the Hubo Go.
You got the Hubo Go?
Actually, no, I'm sorry. I got the Hubo Now because the Hubo Go got to have I have to actually have a service provider. Hubo Now is just an app subscription.
So your Hubo Go got up and went, so it can't go. So now you have Hubo Now so that exactly. You can watch it now so you don't have to worry about it getting up and going.
Exactly.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I follow. Flip.
But they were hacked. They were hacked. And they beautiful.
That's his little. That's a little peppers that he. Now he's. I'm sorry. I'll let you get back to your story. Maybe Lip. Are you upset now that I yell at you? I yelled at you.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? Every time I yell at you, you instantly go into your shell, and you were all giddy and doing backflips during the Arizona Cardinal preseason game.
Because I'm trying to stay focused on everything over here.
You are not staying focused. Your ass is going. You are not about to join sides. You are not about to
Lip.
Join sides.
Yeah, Lip. Why are you in your shell?
Mata Martha loves Hobo Go. Off the Twitter. Lip, are you okay? Are you still mad at me?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, don't be mad at him, Corey.
Will you?
You're doing amazing right now.
Will you pick a side? I don't know where you're... Okay, so your Hubo Go got up and went.
Yeah, and so they were like leaking episodes of Game of Thrones.
What?
Yeah, like...
No, not Game of Thrones.
Like 3 weeks out.
Isn't it over, though?
Yeah, it just ended Sunday.
So there's no reason to be upset about the Game of Thrones leaking.
Well, they leaked like 3 weeks ago when HBO first got hacked.
Really?
Well, 4 weeks ago. So like episode 4 had just came out.
Didn't somebody eat a dragon?
No, they didn't eat a dragon. The dragon got killed though.
Ooh.
Oh, spoiler alerts.
Spoiler alert.
But if you haven't seen Game of Thrones yet, then you're living under a rock like Corey.
See, here's the thing. Mata Martha is a Verizon apologist off the Twitter. She's like, I stand with Verizon regardless of... Hi, guys! I stand with Verizon every day! Lotta Martha.
You know,
Verizon has been the bane of my existence since I made the switch. And the thing is that I'm almost to the point where I'm ready to make the switch for the 1% difference, because all I have to know is remember that it's a sprint, not a marathon. There was a whole lot of innuendo in there, folks. I'll let you rewind the show to pull it out.
You won't be happy if you did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Do you have the joggers?
Yeah, I have the joggers. Yeah,
I have the joggers too, and I haven't had any problem with my service.
But then you live in, you guys live closer to each other, because the jogger service is supposed to be available in the lower economic status neighborhoods of
Phoenix. Shut your mouth. Right. Actually, where I'm at, like, there's like two dead spots in my house. But luckily, I got the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so I have.
So I have the Wi-Fi
phone
on.
Service, though. I don't give an F about Wi-Fi. Phone service is what's important, because I don't know what happened, but Verizon must have switched one of their towers down where a little fella's mom's house is, because all of a sudden he went from talking to me in stereo to talking to me from Mars. It is horrible when he calls me, and I'm like, baby, look, you're going to have to go to the roof again so you can tell me about your job interview.
Oh, he did have a job interview, didn't
Lady
he?
K off the Twitter says, the mobile of Lady T has been pretty good for me.
No.
No, we're out on the mobile.
The mobile home is gone.
The mobile
pink dragon.
Home.
Yeah.
The pink dragon.
The pink, is that what it is, the pink dragon? Oh, yeah, because they're a little. Woof, woof,
woof. Yeah, that pink dragon is horrible. And then so I have a bad taste with the mobile home service. The mobile lemonade.
We are specking in code like a sum of a bitch tonight. You know why we're specking in code, folks?
Because they don't pay for
they
it.
Don't they don't sponsor pay it. Get a network extender.
Oh, was that off Twitter? Someone get
Mata Martha off the Twitter, get a network extender. You know
why? Because their service is crap.
So I gotta pay extra?
Yeah, exactly.
I got a bit extra to get good service.
I think she's making that suggestion.
And you're already
for,
paying an arm and a leg.
I think
right?
She's making that suggestion for AJ.
Oh, okay.
I'm not doing that for you. 17.
So,
but still, you're paying a lot of money for that.
I'm gonna pay a lot of money no matter what.
Mobile Lemonade screwed me over.
Mobile Lemonade screwed you over.
I was
over.
Paying on a phone.
Are you sure it wasn't Mobile Iced Tea?
It might have been. It might have been. I don't know which mobile it was.
I have so many puns for the letter T now. Are you sure it wasn't Mobile Arnold Palmer? That's iced tea and lemonade.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of good rap and Beyonce.
The Mobile Ninja.
Get it? Iced tea and lemonade.
The Mobile Ninja Turtles.
iced tea. Nothing with the iced tea and lemonade joke, Lip.
No.
I made an iced tea rap joke and a Beyonce lemonade joke. What?
Actually, that went over my head.
Did
just,
it?
Just like that time when I said that I would sleep on Marcus Serta, and that went over all y'all head.
Oh, you know what? I totally got that joke, and it was funny as hell when I heard the playback, because Serta mattresses. And you know what? That was funny, and I'm going to issue you a public apology, because that was a really good line. That was a really, really good line, and I missed it. So, Mobile Iced Tea.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did he get it? Oh, damn!
Is he married to Mobile Coco? Mobile Coco. They got the child mobile whipped cream.
Oh, that's great. You can't do that. I'm the Hercules person.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had that patent.
No, I don't have that patent, but
you got the movies for
that. All right, we're up on a break right now, but I see that there needs to be a Mama Clump off.
Oh,
right
no,
now.
I had two Mama Clumps.
Well, then what was you doing the Hercules for?
I just like to say Hercules. This is one of my favorite Disney movies.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of the live stream fear.
Mm-hmm.
Live stream sphere.
Yeah.
How do you say that word?
Sphere.
Live stream sphere.
Sphere.
I present to
live
you.
Live stream services.
DT's Hercules versus Corey's Hercules. Hercules. DT? Right,
go ahead, Corey.
I don my cap to thee to do ye Hercules beforest my Hercules, and feel free, though you control the Ustream slide, to give yourself a solo shot. Ladies and gentlemen, it is DT, Daniel Taylor, associate producer of Fat Guy Radio Show's Hercules Attempt. Daniel, please. Come on.
I got it.
That was not a fair attempt.
Hercules.
Okay. And now for Corey Blazes, Hercules. Are you ready?
You were ready.
Oh, Sherman. Hercules. Oh, my baby. This is just so fabulous. Just fabulous. Everybody here is just so fabulous. It's just a wonderful time. And even though my live stream ain't working fine, Sherman. Yeah?
That was horrible.
That was great. Everybody.
Oh, Sherman.
I only heard Hercules once.
Hercules. Oh, my baby. She only says it two times
before she
goes into the, oh, my baby. You know what? Rent the movie, Lip.
We don't need the whole shebang.
That's the one with Jack Black, right?
Jack Black is not. Jack Black is not in The Nutty Professor.
What? I thought they were called the Fatties.
All right. On the other side of this break, I watched something that I've never watched before.
The moon?
The
solar eclipse?
No. Hey, that's Gavin. For our Gavin girl. All right. On the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, I watched the VMAs, and there were a couple of songs that I learned that probably are not going to surprise a lot of people, but they were new to me. We'll check it out right here on the other side of this break. Listen to the Fat Guy Radio Show at fatguyradioshow.com.
Do we meet again? You into my head.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store. Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
The perfect 10. And I'm hanging on tight till the whole thing ends.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target. Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. They are doing everything they can to get you ready for the upcoming fall weather and the Labor Day event that is just a few days away. Find out what Target has to offer you. I do all my Target shopping, and I love doing it because every once in a while I like to treat myself to a Potlay of Cho, and right next to the Potlay of Cho is a Target. So I order something right through fatguyradioshow.com/Target, and then when I go to the Potlay of Cho, I just saunter right over to the old Target guest services, and guess what? All of my Target items are waiting right there for me. You can do the same thing. Start now at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target, expect more, pay less. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. DT, you'll never believe what I spent time watching this weekend.
What?
You never believe what I spent time watching this weekend.
The BET Awards.
No, God, Jesus, no.
Whoa.
Isn't that the Colored People TV Awards?
I'm sorry. You're right. What was it, CMT Awards?
No, I watched the WTV Awards. White TV Awards. No, oh. I watched the VMAs.
So the White TV Awards.
Yeah, pretty much. I did. I watched the Venomans.
The Venomans?
I watched the Venomans on the MTV.
Vitamin hosted C? By Pink Standin. I mean, Katy Perry.
By Katy Perry. Now, number one, Katy Perry was not funny.
Yeah, no, I could have told you that.
She's just hot, and hot's not funny. I'm gonna, let me break it down to you, folks.
Is she even hot?
She is.
She's chopping her hair off.
She is a little, she's a little smoky.
She's cool.
She's a little smoky. Here's the thing, folks. This is what's really interesting. Cute ain't funny. If you good-looking comedians... You're not funny.
You know who's not funny?
Who?
Drake.
No, because he's good looking. Anyone that's good looking, you are never going to be funny. I'm sorry to break the news to you.
That's why Kevin Hart's so hilarious.
Because Kevin Hart is uglier than a tree full of owls.
Exactly.
And dark as a thousand midnights as well. And short as a what the heck was that?
UFO.
It is not, you can't be cute and funny. You know what's funny? Fat is funny.
Funny fat.
Mean is funny.
Yeah.
Old is funny.
Yep.
Cute is not funny.
Nope.
So that's why Pink or what's his name was not funny. But check this out. I was paying attention to the the songs that were sung. Number one, Paris Jackson made it a presentation and she was all weirded out. She had no shoes on. So I really think that she's probably, you know, just a couple of steps away from chaining herself to a tree in Uganda for no reason. Soon, of course, she's got to be. She's like some hippie flower child now.
Heal the world.
Michael was never like that. But a couple of songs that I found very interesting, and feel free to weigh in.
Okay.
Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
I've known of Demi, never really listened to any of her, but the girl performed live, and the girl got some chops.
Wait, she's performed live Sunday?
She performed live Sunday.
That's funny, because she performed live Saturday and butchered the national anthem for the Conor McGregor,
Mayweather. I would definitely.
She was shaking hella hard. Can I say hella? Because I just said hella hard.
She sang "Sorry, Not Sorry," and what I loved about this was the message behind the song. Have you ever heard this song?
I heard "Sorry, Not Sorry," but that's
Demi Lovato,
Bryson Tiller's song.
She did "Sorry, Not Sorry." This is Demi Lovato, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, see, this is a different version than what she did. She did it live on stage, and it worked great. I never knew that she had jump. Can we jump into like maybe a minute left in that song? Because I didn't realize she had such great chops.
Yeah, I knew she has good chops when she was on Sunny with a Chance. Is that I think Sunny with a Chance. But I don't think she's that live. I don't think she's that great. Like,
listen to that. I was tripping over this. This is hot. This is a hot track, and I know it's probably old, but I'm just
I've never heard it.
To it.
No, I don't listen to Demi. I don't listen to Selena.
I didn't listen to Demi either. But
I do listen to T Swizzle.
But while I was doing that, I noticed one thing while I was watching the VMAs, and I tweeted this out last night.
Wasn't wearing a bra?
No, she was. No, she wasn't. It was something.
She never does.
I need DJ Khaled Fat Boy Swag.
Ooh, DJ Khaled is like,
he got mad swag.
He do. That's because he got all that jewelry on.
Oh, my black is showing. I apologize.
All that jewelry.
I don't know what it is, but he's so...
Not jewelry.
He's got jewelry. Fat boy confidence like no other. He goes shirtless on a jet ski. He lets that woman that he's with, she let him mount and put a baby in her. Yeah. I mean, DJ Khaled is not a small dude, but he got mad confidence. He goes shirtless, but he's also a fat dude with small nipples.
Oh, so that works for his advantage.
Right. So what I was... So the thing is that when you have a fat guy and they have small nipples, you are more prone to be shirtless than you are to be shirtless if you're a fat dude with pancake pepperoni nipples.
Like you.
Right. Because you know what? I'll admit this now. I actually rehearsed the truffle shuffle in my mirror. And I'm telling you right now, DT.
Pepperoni slide
now. There is no way in hell that will ever happen on this show.
Put some pepperoni pasties.
Dude, I won't need pepperoni pasties. You're going to have to get me some of those like 9-inch circle round stickers you see on car windows to go over these big elephant nipples. There's no way I am ever doing the truffle shuffle in this studio. DT, you don't understand. This right boob is so huge, it punched me in the chin, dude. I almost Conor McGregor'd on the floor.
Wow.
I almost Conor McGregor'd on the floor. My boob almost Conor McGregor'd me.
Wow.
I'm never doing the truffle shuffle.
You had the towel thrown in?
I had a standing 10 count, and I was out. And then the referee came in and told me again, stop. I said, stop. That's what the ref told me. I watched the fight. I won't tell you how I watched the fight, but I watched the fight. But dude, DJ Khaled got mad Fat Boy Swag. Would you agree or would you not agree?
Lion.
What is
blessed?
What is lion?
Gotta give him water.
I don't know what that means.
Another one.
I don't know what any of that means.
Another one. Those I'm just doing a whole references. Bunch of yeah, all DJ Khaled.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what he does. I just know he's fat and he goes shirtless.
Major keys to success. Major key alert.
Okay.
Major key alert.
I don't know what any of that means.
DJ Khaled is the best.
Is that what that means?
He's the best. That's, major key.
All I know is that he's a fat guy that goes shirtless on social media.
Lion.
Next to Justin Bieber. And that's impressive. What are you doing over there?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
That's impressive to me if you're a fat dude and you go shirtless. Next. I don't know what lion means.
Lion.
What does that even mean?
King.
Yes. Yes, Jim.
All right.
You streamed it, Conor McGregor feed, but we still got Facebook, so we're good.
Yeah, we do. All right, last thing. The moment of the VMAs for me was Pink. Pink then had a baby. And you know what?
I made that one.
She's doing a really good job hiding that baby weight. Pink?
No.
Dude,
no,
Pink,
she's not.
A Pink concert is nothing more than watching her work out on stage. She was covered up from head to toe, arms, legs, everything. She's
beautiful.
She's still beautiful, yeah.
She looked the same.
But she hid her body at the VMAs.
I hide my body all the time.
That's the problem.
Under a parka.
But the thing about Pink is that Pink is known for going scantily clad. But she made a car. She was, but don't jump on me, because she was my favorite performance of the night. She made a car fly.
Hmm.
And then I didn't even know that she had this song called What About Us.
What About Us?
Have you ever heard this Pink song called What About Us? It's like her political song. The whole VMAs had a political undertone to it.
Did it?
And I liked it. And it was getting panned on social media about it. But I liked it. But she had the What About Us song. And I love that song. You never heard that song?
Never heard that song.
She killed it. She did like a whole melody. So of a lot of her songs, she did like Get the Party Started, Raise Your Glass, So What, Give Me a Reason, Perfect, Don't Let Me Get Me. She did an amazing, she killed it. But this is her What About Us. Jump in the middle of that. She did this What About Us song I didn't even know she had. Are you a Pink fan at all?
I love Pink.
Oh, thank you.
More?
No, I'm good. I'm swimming up backwards here. I'm not getting any
more to the middle than I said.
No, it's fine.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't watch the VMAs. Half these songs I didn't hear. I don't listen to mainstream radio anymore.
I don't
First
either.
First of all, I don't have a radio in my car. And what I mean, I don't have a radio, I don't have an antenna. So like I can't get FM, AM. So I listen to Pandora. And then the Pandora station I listen to is the thin line between love and hate, because I'm an old soul.
Right.
And then if I'm not listening to that, I listen to ASAP Ferg.
So how do you know all those DJ Khaled things?
Because I used
then?
To follow him on Snapchat, but then I had to stop following him on Snapchat because that fool snaps like every 20 seconds.
Oh, wow. Mata Martha was actually chiming in that she loves the fact that she has DJ Khaled on Snapchat. She loves him.
She has him on Snapchat?
Yeah, that's what she said. Off of Twitter.
Mata Martha sent me a dude to follow on Snapchat, like Mike something. And I followed him for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And I realized this dude just talks out of the back of his neck. And like he just talked way too much. And I had to mute him. I had to just unfollow his ass. Cause I was like, nah, bro, you snap way too much.
I haven't muted.
Low-key Mata, you don't snap enough.
Mata Martha snaps a lot. What are
you talking about?
She do,
but she can snap some more.
She gives us stories upon stories. But VMAs, I enjoyed them. They had a political undertone. I liked it. It was 100% all in. And I'm here to wreck your world.
Okay.
The Voice last year, we fell in love with Chris Blue, right?
Yeah.
Because we wanted him to throw stones to Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
There was a announcement that Jennifer Hudson was returning to The Voice as a judge. So we were thinking that Gwen Stefani was going away.
No, they're taking off Alicia Keys, aren't they?
Well, the good thing is Gwen Stefani is gone.
Oh, good.
So is Alicia.
No!
And they're bringing back Jennifer Hudson and Miley Square Ass Cyrus.
Okay, well, Miley can actually sing.
But she's so effing weird.
I'm actually very interested to see what she does this season, because the last time she was on The Voice, she was in that whole, like, Beetlejuice getting rammed in the butt by Beetlejuice at the VMAs. face. She was in that whole smoker, tongue out all face. Now she's getting back to this whole, like, wholesome, just, I'm going to be myself. I'm being comfortable in my skin, and I'm not going to be far out there. I'm going to do what I feel is right.
And that's what her new song called Younger Now is all about.
Yeah. And I'm all for it. I actually heard that song. I know that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So, and she has a very great command of vocals. Like, she can sing like so many different styles.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very interested to see how she does on The Voice this time. I think that's why they kicked her off, was because she was so crazy.
Who did Jim Amato just call a Nancy on Facebook?
You.
I am a Nancy. I am having a queen moment, Jim. I'm sorry. I don't like Miley Cyrus because she shaped her butt's weird.
She has no butt.
I know, but then she keeps wearing those booty cutters. They're not doing anything but cutting her legs.
Miley Cyrus got the butt like Hank Hill. From King of the Hill.
What is Miley Cyrus's booty cutters cutting? And why do I have a feeling that she has made out with her dad more than once? There, I said it. I said it. I'm sorry. Send your complaints. He wasn't ready. I just had to hit a button. It's another wacky insane show. Miley Cyrus is weird, and Billy Ray Cyrus has been right since his breaky heart broke.
Even though Miley Cyrus ain't got no butt,
she don't got nothing back there.
She still get it
from the front, yeah. But she is just shaped weirdly. Her boobs are square.
I actually was in love with Miley for
the
longest.
She's got square boobs, man.
I was in love with Miley for the longest.
You will cut your jaw on one of those boobs.
Is it back in
the
Hannah
okay.
days?
That's okay. Back in the Hannah days, bro. Back when I was a kid, I was watching. I was getting the best of both worlds.
You were getting steamed up for Hannah Montana?
Yeah,
you
bro.
Creep. You are a creep.
He was young.
I was
a kid
at the time.
Oh, you were a kid? You were under the age of 18?
I was.
You were lying because Hannah Montana came out when you were 19 years old.
No, it did
you
not.
Pedo, standing in the corner with your Hannah Montana lunchbox.
No, it didn't. No,
you
it didn't.
Sitting there, you were sitting there flicking your whip during Hannah Montana.
I'm going to win this argument. I guarantee I'm going to win this.
Jim, I agree with you. The Cyrus family tree has no branches.
No!
Yes, no. Jim, absolutely. The Cyrus tree has no branches, and the roots are really blonde. I don't know what I said. I spun
brittle.
Out after
the
Jim.
The roots are real brittle.
The roots are real brittle.
The roots are real
dude,
brittle.
Hannah Montana came out when you were 19 years old. Lip, I have no definitive basis. I'm making
nope.
a comment.
It came out in 2006.
And you were 19 years old in 2006.
I was 16. Boom. Drop.
And Hannah Montana was 12.
Don't give a heck.
How old is she now?
She's like 64 or 70 now.
I'll tell you exactly
and
how
she's
old.
Shaped like a Hannah Montana. I got it. Miley Cyrus is the living, breathing Lego character. She has no round points whatsoever. She's built like a box, and it's weird to me, and she shakes it, and she carries herself like she's not built like a box. And
she is.
She needs to own her boxism.
Her boxism. She's now shaped like a box.
She is a botulist box, bro.
Wow. Oh my gosh, I'm done with you.
I don't even know how to spell that. We would title the show that.
Miley is only 24.
Meaning she was 12 when you were jackknifing her when you were 16 in your grand bathroom.
I wasn't jackknifing her. I was like, oh, snaps, her teeth are crooked. I think that's cute. that's how I felt. I was like, oh, snap, this girl can sing and her teeth are crooked.
That's cute. That's the only
My favorite Miley Cyrus song is Seven Things I Hate About You. Because in the beginning she goes, sha, sha. And I think that's freaking adorable.
And you still love Miley Cyrus
today? And I love Miley Cyrus to this day.
Okay, you do realize that the only thing that has shape on her are her teeth.
Hey, that's cool. And her big ass eyes. It's cool. Hey. Her bug eye, buck tooth face can get it. Jim says Miley is a human Minecraft character.
That's it. She's a
I'm done, Jim.
She is a Minecraft character. Oh my God. What? Jim is on the roll. Yes. Everybody on Twitter, Jim, you're doing a better show on Facebook than we're doing here in the studio. You calm your tits there. Everybody on Twitter is commenting on Jim's comments. Minecraft. Minecraft boobs.
Hey, but Miley still can get it. I love Miley.
I'm not challenging the fact that her innards perform the way a woman's innards are supposed to. The thing is what you got to go to get there. Just because you got nice furniture in the house don't mean a hill of beans if your front yard is all shaped like a box. She is the Honda Element of people. Wow. Just a box. She is the toaster of Talk Town.
You stop talking about my future ex-wife.
And all your little square head kids walking around.
Those going to be the most square head basketball playing, singing at the top of their lunging.
Miley Cyrus is really SpongeBob SquarePants.
I've
broken the news here on Fat Guy Radio.
And I'm Squidward.
She is SpongeBob SquarePants, and SpongeBob and Squidward never get together.
Well, then I'm Patrick Starr.
There you go.
They always got together.
Gotta know your SpongeBob, bro.
I know my SpongeBob.
I still enjoyed the VMAs, even though Miley Cyrus kind of ruined it, but I liked her song because she put little kids on motorcycles, and nothing is funnier than little kids on Harley Davidsons. All right, ladies and gentlemen, after this, it is time for a segment that we love so much. It's Trailer Talk, right, Lip?
Yeah.
All right, Trailer Talk on the other side of this. You're listening to FatGuyRadioShow.com, where there's a good chance that we'll never, ever have Miley Cyrus on the show. We'll be right back after this. I'm in the deep tears
with the... Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Afterburn. You're passing out.
So I'm at this like crossroads in my life right now.
Okay. Here we go. At the
crossroads. Where? Crossroads. I feel like I look good.
We're not getting into this again.
But my hair.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with it. Like, I'm getting like...
Looks. You know my argument with your hair.
You want me to get the mohawk back.
I love the mohawk. I love the faux hawk. I just do. There's nothing better about it. I think when you have the faux hawk, you look the best. If your head is perfectly shaped for a mohawk, because you're at them crossroads... Tell me what you gonna do. There ain't nowhere to hide. What you gonna do? You and the clips for scum for you. What you gonna do? There ain't nowhere to hide. I used to bump this when I was in high school.
You hear it in the headphones.
I know, it got that bass in it. And I got on this Saturday.
Isn't this Coolio from that Coolio movie?
Coolio?
He's talking about Dangerous Minds.
I was talking about Dangerous.
And that's Michelle Pfeiffer.
She looked good in that movie.
Oh, she looked good.
I know. Everybody wanted to go to that high school. Why don't we ever know the words to these damn songs?
I don't know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a clip from our Afterburn bonus show. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn is our monthly bonus show. And guess what? A brand new episode drops tonight at midnight through our partnership with Patreon. Sign up now at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn, and you can hear us go for another 5 minutes about DT's messed up ass hair.
Hey, screw you.
That bird's nest. We're working on it a bit. We're working on something to get that done. Who's giving you the hookup? Who is working the angle for you?
You.
And yet you still treated me like crap all day
today. I did not. That was Lip.
Don't worry about that. Internet is great to steal from Big On Dukes. Don't be a taker. Support Fat Guy Radio Show. We need a new Ustream computer. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn. And if anybody wants to just donate us one of those gaming computers, we'll tamely take it. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Hey, real quick, while Jim Amato was having the Jim Show on our Facebook feed. Hey, Jim. Thank you for inviting me to the TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Carriage Facebook group. And they shared a post up today. Eddie Delaney shared a post up today that will change the life of many ice cream people, people that love ice cream. And it said ice cream, eating ice cream for breakfast may improve mental performance and alertness.
Mm.
It was a beautiful article and it changed my life.
Oh my gosh.
But here's the thing. TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Carriage Facebook group is a group for people of larger carriage. And the one that posted this article is Eddie Delaney, and he's good looking. He's not large.
Oh,
I would like to go ahead and issue a challenge to Eddie Delaney because I think that he should have to be fat to be in the group, even though that article post was great. And I friended him on Facebook and I want to become his friend because he is one of the pretty people, but he's still one of the pretty people posting great articles about ice cream. So Jim, I have a question about that. I don't understand. Even though I'm new to the group, I am challenging. I'm just coming in and just shoving stuff and messing stuff all around because he should be fat. We're all fat. He should be fat. He's not allowed to be pretty. Why? I don't understand that. Eddie, you're pretty and that's not fair. And thank you for the ice cream article. It was great. It changed my life.
See, I would love to try that ice cream.
All right. I don't know why I did that, but I did. Eddie, you're too pretty to be a man of larger carriage. Maybe he's married to a fat chick.
Mm.
Nope. Because when I was creeping on his Facebook page, and I was like I was like Sealy Booth Detective on Bones on his Facebook page, and he's pretty.
Mm.
And Jim, I find that unacceptable. Thank you. I'll take your comments off the air. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody.
We're here.
Now that I got that out of the way, thank you, boys, for your support. I do appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
It is the segment that is sweeping the nation. We're going to get to everything on the show notes today. The segment that is sweeping the nation.
Ah, he said sweeping.
I don't make the rules. Talk about food.
how do you squeep?
You squeep by sweeping the nation in Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Now, I don't know about you, but was that really low?
That was kind of low.
And yet I looked at the executive producer and his ass was looking dead at the levels.
He was
and
like
made
this.
No adjustment. Did anybody hear that?
Yeah.
Are you sure it registered right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we try it again?
Let's go.
Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Madam Martha.
I didn't think it was possible, but did it get lower?
It possibly did. Let's try that one more again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Trailer Talk. Move the freaking level. I hate him. I hate him so much. You know what? I hate him. I hate him with a passion.
No. You said move the level. You didn't say what trick.
Move the level up so that people can hear it. Now Facebook is taking a crap on us.
That's not anything to do with me.
All right. Facebook Trailer Talk. We review the trailers because the trailers are free. All right. Today's trailer.
Oh, can you pull that down? That's way too loud now.
Today's feature trailer is Proud Mary starring Taraji P. Henson. Taraji P. Henson is Mary, a hit woman working for an organized crime family in Boston whose life is completely turned around when she meets a young boy whose path she crosses when a professional hit goes bad. Directed by Babcock Najafi, set to release in January 12, 2018. Lip, what is your take on Proud Mary?
Actually, I didn't watch Proud Mary. I seen one that said Proud Mommy.
No.
I think you put the wrong link up.
I did not put the wrong link. Oh, my God. The whole show is just falling. No, it's not. It's Proud Mary.
Please. I know. I'm just messing with
you. I hate you so much. You know I'm on edge. You know my heart can't take it. I'm fat. I'm part of the TMOS of men, fat men, the larger carriage.
You're probably one of the smaller ones.
Probably.
Did I?
You're probably right.
Someone just said Facebook went out.
Yeah, I had to restart it.
Oh, okay. It's back up now.
Anyways, it looks like it's going to be an okay movie.
Okay.
A lot of action, obviously. I like action, but...
I crave action.
I crave action. Mm-hmm. Just like I crave ice cream in the morning because I'm a fat ass.
Oh. See, that's just wrong.
Write that time down, Lip. Sorry.
Oh, you... Oh, I didn't even catch it. I was over here doing quality control.
Sorry. Oh, man.
Because I'm a freaking fat ass.
Well, you can say fat ass.
No, he said effing.
Oh, come on now.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. I think Facebook took a crap, but we're back
cheese
on
cheese and
now.
Rice.
Cheese anyways, and rice. So what was your take?
That'd probably be a Netflix movie for me.
A Netflix movie?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mocha, what's your take on
all right.
on Taraji P. Henson?
All right. Let me go ahead and get the movie flashlight.
Oh, okay. You want to kill the studio lights? Is that what you want to do?
No.
Yeah, let's kill. No, because then I'd probably blow up something.
Probably. Yeah.
Too many lights on there.
Oh, that's too bright.
Jesus Christ.
So, after I was watching
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
So, I came to the conclusion that this is a Tina Turner-based murder mystery.
Really? That's what you get?
This is actually what happened after the fight between Ike and Tina in the limousine. Taraji P. Henson plays Proud Mary, a.k.a. Tina Turner. She's going by her song alias. on a mission to murder Ike for all the wrong he's done. I think this is going to be a great movie in the sense that it's about time that after 125 years, Tina gets her revenge.
That is so far-fetched and you dreamt all that up.
That's what I saw in the trailer.
That is... Just because they played Proud Mary in the trailer, you discerned all of that? You created a whole separate new storyline for this movie.
No, she even said, I'm Tina Turner, bitch. At one time, and I believe she stole a line from Terminator and said, but I'll be back, baby.
Here's the thing. I don't care what this movie is about. It's got three things in it. Taraji shooting guns. That is
I'm going to stop you right there because shooting and guns can't be two different things because you can't shoot without a gun.
It is for me, because it's Taraji, and she can do whatever she wants.
This is why he doesn't watch football. Not a man.
Hmm. I guess I won't get to my movie review.
Okay, go ahead. Finish it.
Oh, now it's okay for me to go? You interrupted me? I gave you a complete full platform to throw out that BS storyline that has absolutely nothing to do with the movie.
You interrupted me during mine?
And then, no, I didn't.
You did.
I asked you a question.
Do we have to replay?
That's an interruption.
Roll back. The question is not an interruption. The question
it is.
I
wasn't done.
It's not an interruption. It's an inquiry.
It was an inquiry when I wasn't done.
It's Taraji P. Henson shooting guns.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interruptive cow.
Oh, damn.
That's an interruption, bitch.
Here's the thing. Taraji P. Henson shooting guns. That's all I care about. She is hot. And I've always loved her since she was writing the Diary of a Mad Black Woman or whatever the hell she was doing. What was the Tyler Perry movie she was in?
I Can Do Bad All By
Oh,
Myself.
Oh yeah, when she can do I Can Do Bad All By Herself, when she had that fine Mexican living in the basement.
Wait, was he living in the basement? I thought he was living in the attic.
No, he was living in the basement. She was standing in the attic when the dude went up into the toilet bowl and got electrocuted, and when she put the radio in there. That's all I care about is what she got in the radio thing. She can do no wrong, but here's the thing. They're going to ruin it because they're going to turn her heart soft by the end of the movie, and that's what's going to suck. I want a full movie of Taraji P. Henson just freaking shooting guns.
You know what I didn't like about this movie?
Huh?
This trailer?
The trailer?
The blonde wig. I am tired of seeing black women in blonde wigs.
It seems like...
That is not that is not a good look.
I think that's an assassin thing, though. If you are an assassin in a movie, you have to shoot. You have to wear a blonde wig.
So now I know that if ever I see someone in a blonde wig, I am walking and running the opposite way because they are an assassin.
They're an assassin. I'm telling you. All right, that's all we have for trailer talk, ladies and gentlemen. Trailer talk. All right, let's go to break. It seems like Facebook is starting to F with us a little bit, and I don't know why.
Trailers will see.
If you have to stop and go back in.
Trailer talk.
If you end up having to stop and go back in, change those preferences down to 460 if you have to.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
All right, we're gonna stop down on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. So All right, let's take a quick break right here while we stop down on Facebook so none of you guys are going to miss anything. And we'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com. The real me is on break. The pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show with someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
We are sorry,
so sorry,
sorry,
sorry.
We'll never do it again.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, the electronic cig and e-liquid company. I vape exclusively with Halo Cigs, and you should too. Halo Cigs released a lot of blog entries about the benefits of electronic cigarettes, and I know there's a lot of people that are on the fence when it comes to electronic cigarettes and not. Check it out. I am strictly 100% electronic cigarettes now, and I can't tell you how much the kids love it, that they can now ride in the car. All my cars still smell brand new, except for my SUV, because I used to smoke in that. But my brand new, DT, you rode in a brand new car today. Did it still smell brand new?
It did. Thank like a baby's you. Bottom.
Like a brand new baby's booty. Halo Cigs through the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping. Baby, give it to them, DT, so that they can hear it.
Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
You know, something that I rarely do on the show, outside of bathing, have you ever tried to go back and find something on Facebook? Like,
yes.
You see something, like your friends post something up, and then you click out of it, and then you try to go back in there, and you try to scroll up, and like
you've been gone.
Facebook algorithmed or something?
Yes. Actually, I found a way to overcome that.
How?
So, one, if I like something, I will either save that link. So I'll go to my friend's page or go to that corner of their post and put save link or save post.
I should have did that, and I didn't do that because.
Okay. I just memorize what trend posted it, and then if I really need to see it back, I will type in theirs in the search bar, type their name, and go to their page and just scroll on their personal timeline.
Well, see, this is where I went wrong because it's a new friend on Facebook that has friended me on Facebook, and I can't remember, and I see him briefly, but he posted something that I wanted to respond to, and I hope he's not upset that I'm going to call him out on this show, but he knows very well about radio, and if you post anything on a radio personality's page, they are going to comment about it.
Yeah.
And it was, and this is a good comment. I found it. I found who it was, and I will remember. It's my buddy Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam, I'm going to apologize for this, but I want to respond to a post that you put up on your Facebook page. And I'm not going to shout out what he put up on his Facebook page because he might not want people that aren't his friends to know. But Jim, the post that you put up 6 hours ago to the taping of this show. 6-hour response. I have a response to that post, and I didn't want to comment on his page. I want to comment here on the show. And it's very, very easy. I have a simple response to you, Adam. Imagine this. If you had $86,400 in your account.
Okay.
And someone stole $10 from you, would you be upset and throw away the remaining $86,390 away in hopes of getting back to the person who took your $10? Or would you move on and live? Right? Move on and live. See, we all have 86,400 seconds each day. Don't let someone's negative 10 seconds ruin the remaining 86,390 seconds. Don't sweat the small stuff. Life is bigger than that. That's my response to you, Adam. And I'm done with it. All right. So.
That whole thing that you said was your response?
That was my response to Adam.
Oh, wow.
And I just did it on the show instead of doing it on his page. So if you're not a friend with Adam, you will have no idea what any of that means. But that's something that I've never done. I've never given a direct message to someone on the show before. By the way, speaking of Facebook friends, our mutual friend Jake Woods can kiss my ass.
Ooh. Whoa. Wow.
That rat bastard left me on what I can only classify as an epic read status. Monday night, my meeting was canceled.
Okay.
Earlier in the day, Jake has been hitting me up on Facebook saying, hey, let's hang out. Hey, let's go to the studio and tape a special show, blah, blah, blah. Let's hang out. He got a new truck. I wanted to chill with him. All this other stuff is going on, right?
Yeah.
So, Mata Martha, don't put that in the Halo 6 and tell me about it. But if you do, do it through the link. Here's the thing. He's been hitting me up on Facebook. Hey, man, let's hang out. Hey, bro, let's do this. Hey, let's tape a special show, blah, 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 blah. So my meeting got canceled on Monday night. So I sent him a private message. I said, hey, my night is free if you want to hang out.
Okay.
Hit me up, right? That's some of my bitch. Went to his messages, read the message, never responded. Then posted 7 more things on his wall that day. So he was clearly not busy enough to not comment on Facebook, but he left me on the most epic read status ever from a guy that is supposed to be my friend and my buddy. You know what I ended up doing on Monday night? I mowed my front lawn.
I thought you made a frittata.
I didn't make the frittata on Monday night. That was Tuesday morning.
Oh, okay.
Epic read status from Jake, who goes on our show, who's been on our show, who wants to always hang out and do special shows. DT has gone and done special shows with him.
I did.
That never came to fruition. Yeah, I called it out.
It did.
It one episode.
Well, it was one show.
It was supposed to be a series or an ongoing thing for him, not you, for him. Oh, you were just as a special guest.
Yeah, you're right.
So he left me on epic read status on Facebook. That's an epic read. So you know what? Next time he wants to hang out, hey, Jake, you know where I live. You know where the front door is. Your bitch ass got to knock on that before you get any more attention from Corey the Blaze.
Yeah, big boy.
You do not D-Tay Mother F me. D-Tay! D-Tay Mother F's me.
That's why it's called a D-Tay Mother F.
And not a Jake Mother F.
Oh, bitch.
All right, we got through everything on the show today. All right, boys, that's all we have for you today. Sorry about the Facebook Live issues. Again, thought we had it worked out, but you know what? Facebook and Ustream, they're just giving us the middle finger right up our brown holes.
Yep.
Big, hairy knuckle, middle finger, all into the knuckles.
All the way.
Hey, I don't know what to do.
Long, just.
Don't do it.
Rubber glove.
Yes.
On up the cow's anus.
They are
all the way, elbow deep.
Fisting us.
All the way up to the shoulder blade.
We're sorry, Mata Martha, but the replay is always available on Fat Guy Radio Show. BDBRadioNetwork.com. So check that out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime Student. Sign up today through the Prime Student banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises like a new Ustream computer. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Flavius.
Good night.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Side dog.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Hello.
Like Jesus.
Before you go, did you know Amazon is the place to go? FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon is the number one way we power this show. So when you want to save some moolah, start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, the world's leading online retailer. Now, the show is over, unfortunately.